This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Moondoggies, I'm Kip Branch. And this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host Moondoggies. And now join us, the coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, head coach Sean Pender. Let's hear it. Coach, we got a nice little crowd assembled here tonight.
We got a few people here today.
Good deal. I see we got some running backs and receivers, and we got Letterman in the building, Coach.
We got a couple receivers in the building that are, they're battling to see who's going to be the number one receiver coming out of region 2-6A. Both of them are tied. I mean, right now. Yardage-wise, one is, Tyrese, what are you, 46 yards more, you said, than Bean? 47 yards more than Bean right now. And they're 1-2 in yardage right now in the region when it comes to receiving.
But Bean made up some ground last Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, he did.
He made up a lot of ground.
He's starting to get them in receptions, too. Do you have him in receptions yet, Bean?
He's getting it.
We're not sure. Tyrese, you gonna let him catch you?
Nah.
Tyrese will always have the miracle between the bricks, though, Coach. We'll look back when I'm old in the rocking chair 30 years from now, and I'll still be telling people about that.
10 years. Yeah, he's
30, not 10, Dana.
Tyrese is also on pace to break our school record in reception touchdowns. He's got a few more to get, but. Right now, he's 3 shy of tying, 4 shy of breaking.
Coach, we're going to change it up a little bit. Now, we're going to talk about Richmond Hill quickly, and then we're going to get into some other subjects about, you know, your former players playing in the world's largest cocktail party, playoff projections, a lot of stuff. I promise one thing we're not going to talk about, though, is the 2020 election. We won't bring that up tonight.
No. There's enough politics going on in the world right now.
All right, Coach, we go to Richmond Hill. We get off to a great start, 21-21 at the half. We're playing pretty inspired football. In about a 2-minute span in the second half, it just got away from us.
It did. We made 2 real crucial mistakes, and you can't make those type of mistakes against a team as good as Richmond Hill. Yeah, when you're playing against a championship caliber team, you have to play championship caliber football all the way through, and we had... You know, we had a little miscommunication. You know, we were supposed to send the kid in motion. We didn't send him in motion, and that would have set the protection up for us to have a big play. And instead of us having a big play, you know, we were unfortunate. We were sacked and we fumbled, and they were able to get an easy 6 points right there on us. And then we muff a punt, you know, and then they get the ball on the 11-yard line to punch in another easy one. And that little quick, that's the difference right there in the game. Besides that, we were tit for tat, and you know, we gave them everything they wanted.
Coach, we come out 15 plays, 80 yards. You know, Pat Leggett, Xavier Bean had a great first drive. We hit them a lot the entire ball game. But talk a little bit about that first drive and how we executed it.
Well, we knew the type of defense that we're going to see, and we're basically taking what they were giving us and just, you know, executing, playing real hard, playing smart, and we were able to catch the football, move, and we were just trying to move the sticks, and we were able to move the sticks all the way to the end zone.
We're down 21-14, Coach, getting close to the half, 4th-and-2 from our 28-yard line, and Sean Pender turns into a riverboat gambler. Coach, talk about that.
No, that was just, you know, players making plays. You know, it was a situation you have the opportunity to win the game. Sometimes risks are taken. And, you know, we were in a situation where we were trying to draw them off sides. We couldn't draw them off sides. We have a play that works, or it didn't work to what we thought it was going to work earlier when we tried it. And then you know, KJ decided to go ahead and call it, and when he did, it broke for a touchdown.
And that was a great run by Reese Simmons, and he's on pace to have 1,000 yards for the season, Coach, and got to be pleased with the way we're running the football.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I'm pleased with the way that we're performing. I think offensively, we've gotten better every week. I think we're starting to roll, and things are starting to come together. You know, we just got to continue to get better. We got to continue to work hard and continue this pace that we're on to make a good run in the playoffs.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we're 5-3, 3-1 in the regions. Got a lot to play for. This is a bye week where we can work on some stuff and get ready for Bradwell. But at this point of the season, talk about where we are on offense and things we've done well, things you'd like to see us improve on.
Well, I believe that we've done well in the running game throughout the majority of the year. I think our offensive line has gelled as the season went on, and it's gotten better and better. We've been talking about the running back play, you know, with the Wolfpack throughout the season, and they're getting better. You have four running backs there that really run the ball hard and do a good job, but receiver play is really starting to pick up, and our quarterbacks being able to distribute the ball a little bit better. You got the emergence, you know, too, of Kevin Thomas. Now he's starting to come in, and he's playing well, and he gives another threat to go along with Tyrese and Bean. And, you know, when Amarion comes over, which we haven't used Amarion lately, he's been a little banged up, so we haven't used him much on offense, but we haven't had to with the emergence of some of the other young guys. And hopefully there's another young man named TJ that's going to get an opportunity next week, and hopefully he will pan out and have a good game. He's going to be playing in place of Elvine, who was ejected from the game on Friday.
Coach, you talked about the wide receivers. At the start of the season, we really didn't have the big play capacity at the start of the season, but now we're pretty explosive in the passing game. So talk about how that's evolved over the season.
Well, we are, and Tyrese Jones is a big part of that that explosiveness. You know, he's definitely proved it on hitting some big plays. Of course, the most memorable one that you know about is the play versus Glenn. But then, you know, besides that, he had a very explosive play also early in the season versus Northeast Macon, who was having a tremendous year. And, you know, Tyrese got a deep ball on them, and then he also caught another deep ball in a long run. I can't remember the exact yardage versus South Effingham. That was 91 yards.
Yeah, 91 yards.
That was another big explosive play. So, you know, he's done real well there, and, you know, we have the ability. You know, there's several players on our team that have the ability to make big explosive plays, but it, you know, obviously it was led by Tyrese.
Well, more to come on the Brunswick High Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moon Doggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pinto on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Moondoggies. Coach, we got Bradwell coming up. Talk briefly about Bradwell, bye week, get ready for Bradwell, and then we'll get into some other topics.
Yeah, real quick first, though, because we just had Bean and Tyrese on the show, and you know, these two young men with another group, about 15 to 18 boys, usually come to my house on Thursday nights, and we cook out and have a good time.
I see the pictures.
And the boys, they get in, they play, and they have these little rap battles back and forth, and the two loudest people in my house, all right, that get on there are these two young men. They get on the mic, and they're all quiet and shy. I'm like, where's this quiet and shyness when they're at that, or on the field? They're always boisterous, and it's kind of funny.
What kind of rap, Coach? They don't go old school on us.
They do some freestyle rap, but if they weren't you know, shy, we would give them some airtime right now. But right now, they might.
They don't take it back.
They might choke under pressure. Right now.
They don't do no Run DMC and all that from back in the day or nothing like that, dude.
They have a good time with it. They'll play some music and they'll get up there and do a little dancing on their Facebook Live or whatever it is, and then they sing little rap battles against each other, and I can't believe they're still friends after some of the things they say to each other.
That's good stuff. Coach, you've had this group now for 4 years. This is your first senior class that you've had from start to finish.
Special group.
You can tell the kids love you and you love these kids. And I asked them the unity question. I've asked you that quite a few times. Just touch on it one more time.
Oh, that's just what we're about. We have a little hashtag. We're all about the family. And
all about
this,
the family.
This group of young men really understand what that's about. And we're not just a team. This group is a family. They treat each other just like family, because they'll fight each other just like brothers will do. They'll harass each other, but don't let anyone else say anything bad about one of them. And they're gonna have each other's back. And when it comes time to get down in the trenches, they're not scared to go to war with their brothers.
The Drought Breakers. That's what I'm gonna call this group.
It's a special group. Definitely special.
The Drought Breakers, because they broke a long drought, Coach. And we take people like me, you know, I bleed blue and gold, and I took a lot of heat in this town for 6 years. So I'm always gonna be thankful to these guys for breaking that drought.
Especially around Christmas time.
I got a Christmas card I'm gonna show you after the show. I got it, somebody sent it to me the other day, and I think I'm gonna put a stamp on it, send it out around the middle of December.
There's gonna be a lot of Christmas cards.
Coach Bradwell Institute, what are they gonna do next Friday night besides lose?
Now, Bradwell Institute, the one thing, yeah, they had a lot of adversity that they had to go through, but they got a kid, number 23. Yeah, he looks like Troy Polamalu. He's with his hair.
He's been there a long time. I remember him.
He is. But he plays linebacker and running back, and he's really the heartbeat of that team. The kid goes hard. He plays hard. They'll do whatever that guy does, you know. So we got to make sure we know where he is and make sure we're able to handle him, make sure we block him, make sure we hit him. We should be more physical than they are. But we just got to come to play, and we got to worry more about ourselves than worrying about what our opponent. We got to look at our opponents as they're nameless and faceless. We got to understand that to get home field, we have to get wins, and we don't need to play at a certain level. We got to play at our level, and we got to increase our level and worry about the things that we need to worry about to get ourselves on base to make a run for the playoffs. And doing that, you know, Bradwell is the next team up. It's the only team on our schedule. It's the only team that matters, and we got to put all our focus on what we need to do to be successful versus them.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, Georgia versus the Florida Gators.
Yeah, but before I say that, Devin, one of our other players from Devin Lafayette, he is making his college debut tonight.
On TV?
On TV, yeah, and IU, they're playing right now.
Okay.
He's starting safety for them.
Nice.
Right now, so we got Devin Lafayette playing tonight, and then on Saturday, of course, we have a couple more former players playing, and one of them being Warren McClendon. He's starting, right guard, and he's number 70. And him, and then of course, Stetson Bennett is a quarterback. I coached him when he was at Pierce County. And both those young men, Kip, they made their debut at the same exact time.
They did.
Yep. As soon as they brought in Stetson Bennett, they brought in Warren McClendon. And I got, talk about being a proud coach, when you can sit there and you can see number 13 and number 70 right there at the same time on the field. You asked my wife, Kip, my heart was racing. I was all pumped up. You had Warren sitting there. You had Stetson. It's just two of your players. And then they went out and both performed. And not only did they perform well, they're both able to secure starting jobs, for the next several games. So right now, going into the Georgia-Florida game, not Florida, Georgia, it's Georgia-Florida.
Georgia-Florida.
Make sure we say that right.
Team that's leading the series gets to put their name first.
Make sure we say that right. Both of those guys will be starting going into the game on Saturday.
You know what an old-timer told me one time, Coach, way back when I was a young buck. He said, Georgia-Florida game, if it wasn't for Georgia holding Florida up on the map, they'd be an island in the Caribbean. That's what he said. And there's a lot of truth to that. You're going to be on the sidelines, Coach, from what I understand.
No, I'm not going to be on the sidelines. I'm going to be there. Though.
You're going to be there.
We're going to be there, yeah. I'm not going to be on the sidelines.
All right.
There's the corona thing going on.
Okay. Who's going to win the game, Coach?
Georgia. Why are you asking me that question?
Give me a score.
Come on now. You know what? I think it's going to be more of an offensive affair than people think. Everyone's thinking it's going to be a defensive affair because I think Georgia's defense is really good. But I'm going with a 30. Let's go 34-26.
That sounds good. I'll take it.
34-26.
I'll take it. Take it any way you can get it in that game. Coach, the Glenn Academy people tell me they're beating Richmond Hill on Friday night. So tell me about the playoff tiebreaker scenarios.
A lot of math. When Glenn Academy was able to beat them, the one thing that I disagree with the way our region did the region vote, and we talked about this once before, is our region voted on doing points allowed instead of point differential. And a points allowed, there's a cap of 25 points. So when you look at this game, if GAU is able to beat Richmond Hill, if it's a low scoring affair, that doesn't, well, good for us in the tiebreaker. If it's a high scoring affair, it does, look pretty good for us in the tiebreaker. But with that, I mean, Richmond Hill is a pretty good football team, and in order for GA to win that game, they're going to have to play not just better than they played all year, but they're going to have to play a lot better than what they played all year. So it just depends. We'll see how that game, plays out.
Are they going to have to come up with something better than what they've been doing in the passing game to beat Richmond Hill?
Most definitely. The thing that they do extremely well that you got to give credit for Glenn is their trick plays. If Richmond Hill's not ready for the quarterback throwback screen, if they're not ready for the reverse pass and stuff like that, Glenn will get you on those things. And they've proven it, time in and time out, that they can steal a couple touchdowns, doing that kind of stuff. So they're very good at those gimmick plays. And Richmond Hill's got to be ready for it. If Richmond Hill's not ready for it, they can catch them sleeping. Richmond Hill just got through playing a very tough ball game against us. So where's their heads emotionally, If they don't come into Glenn County Stadium ready to play, Glenn is capable of upsetting them. But, this is an experienced group of young men at Richmond Hill. It's a senior-led team, and I don't see them having a fall down like that. But, you never know. It's a Friday night. You got to play it.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, air adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461, and let's go Pirates!
All right, Coach. Ask the Coach segment. You got two of your players here. I'm going to ask you a series of questions about, just a series of questions. You tell me who's better at it between these two, Tyrese and Xavier.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, man. They might get their feelings hurt, but I'll tell them. I'll be honest.
Who can run the fastest?
Tyrese.
Is it close?
No.
Not close?
No. It's not.
Who's got the better hands?
Oh, Bean. Yeah, Bean's got the better hands.
He's got the better hands?
They both can catch extremely well, but Bean's got the better hands, yes.
Who's got a better squat in the weight room?
Bean. Anything in the weight room is
Bean. Anything in the weight room?
Yeah, it's in the weight room. Yeah, Bean got Tyrese.
All right. You go to basketball games?
I do.
Who's got a better jump shot?
I'm gonna go with Tyrese. I'm gonna do this. Both of them are clutch. Both of them are clutch when it comes to basketball. They both made a lot of clutch winning shots. Am I right or wrong? They both done a good job. But I'm gonna go with Tyrese right there on that one. It's probably real close though.
Who's a better rebounder?
That I'm not sure. I mean, Tyrese says Tyrese is, and then Bean's like, "Come on, man." So I'm really not sure. Judging by the way they play football, I would give Bean the rebound one over Tyrese. Only because I have seen Bean win more jump balls than I have seen Tyrese win on jump balls.
All right, here's got a couple more questions, Coach. Who's a better free throw shooter?
I'm not sure about that one. Yeah. I don't think either one of them are very good at free throw shooting. Be honest with you.
60%
get better. I don't know.
Because here's an off the wall question.
If the game is on the line, I'll put the ball in either one of their hands, be honest with you.
Here's an off-the-wall question, Coach. This will be the last one. If every kicker you had in the program was hurt, and you had to have one of these two kick an extra point, who would you pick?
Bean. Yeah, Bean. Tyrese, he's got great coordination when it comes to his eyes and his hands, but not his feet.
Bean got some feet.
Tyrese might miss the ball completely.
He might miss the ball.
He might miss it. They might chop. And if Bean's holding it for him, he's going to Charlie Brown him anyway.
What kind of leaders are they in the program, Coach? Leave on a positive note.
I'm going to say this because Bean's been, you know, for the most part throughout the year, he's been, you know, the years, you know, been a consistent ball player for us and stepped it up when we needed to. So throughout the years, Bean would probably have the edge, but this year Tyrese has really turned the table. Like he said earlier in his career, he didn't take the sport serious. It was pulling teeth to get him to do things. It was pulling teeth to get him to practice hard, all that. But this year that hasn't been the case. Tyrese has really stepped it up. He's He's actually come to practice on time a little bit before, more often, you know, than Bean right here. And he's been pushing it, but right now it's kind of funny because they compete with everything. So now Bean stepped his game back up because Tyrese was taking over a little bit.
Both of these guys have a chance to play receiver in college football.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I was on the phone today with a couple college coaches, and I got Kentucky State looking real hard at both of these young men this afternoon, and there's a few other colleges there, but every day we're on the phone talking. Both these guys will have the opportunity to play college ball. It just depends on, you know, where it's going to be. We don't know yet.
A lot of pretty women in Kentucky, Chase.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A lot of pretty women. You go up there, you might not come home. Be a combo.
There you go.
All right, Coach. Any last comments before we wrap it up tonight? It was fun. This was a fun show. Glad we had the players here to join in. So it was a good show. Change of pace show.
That's right. Definitely entertaining. I wish we could come do this show one time at the house on a Thursday. Really watch these boys with the entertainment. They have a good time. It's fun. But no, Kim, this season so far has been a blessing. Our kids really get after it. They work hard. I feel real fortunate to be the head coach of the Pirates. And, you know, we got a lot of momentum going. We got a lot of good things going. And we just need to keep it rolling.
Well, we're fortunate to have you, Coach. So thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30 on Wednesday nights. For Coach Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates.